All right. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. Welcome to hour two. And now we're going to dive in to the headlines. Now, please excuse me again for multiple clearings of the throat. I did not know that switching from my amoxicillin over to azithromycin or whatever, the Z-Pak stuff, and she gave me like a bunch, was going to jolt my system, and like it has, and I'm going to have to just deal with it for a while. So anyway, praise God. At least I'm believing that it's going to completely go away on this run, because I have a really good doctor. She's amazing, which I would miss if I went to Pennsylvania. Like, oh man, I miss it so bad, because Pennsylvania doctors, first of all, Pennsylvania, come on, Pennsylvania. I mean, don't get me wrong, I really liked my childhood and everything in Pennsylvania and all that kind of stuff, and the cornfields and the Amish people and all that, but it's like, you know, got one of the most evil governors in the entire universe, this guy. I mean, he was like hanging out with Soros's son and giving him big old hugs, and oh, gee, many crickets. It was awful. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and move into the news. Right, kids? I knew you wanted to. These kids are pretty smart. All right, and here we go.
It's not normal.
All righty then. So on the last program, now I know a lot of you are out there probing around. You learned a lot, figured out many of you are letting me know, and I think it's great. If we're all in this together and we're sharing different things that we're finding, I mean, where do you think a lot of the things that I get and I share with people, that's why it's really, really important that if you do go to tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. You want to sign up for where the big angel is. That's how you get the radio show notification emails. Watch out for your spam folder. And then the little bitty, there's a little field right below it. And if you type your email in there, you will get a much more smaller notification to let you know that there's a new post on the site. And you can go and check it out if you want. Now, anyway, so there's so much that has changed since the last show that it's very difficult to capture it all. But what I do want to share with you as best as I possibly can, and I think I'll almost kind of start from the top and work down. Hold on just a second. I got to clear my fun time. Hold on just a second. Be right back. All right. Thank you, ibuprofen. So, in the last couple of days, what happened was, and this is another person, there's so many people we need to pray for. I pray for him so hard. I pray for him so hard. Sometimes I get the impression that we're all going through a little bit of Daniel 7:25, where the saints will be given over to the hands of him, whoever you think he is. Okay. Oh, you think it's Dr. Fauci, do you? Okay, I got you. So anyway, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, just to, not lose harmony with what's written in the scripture here for you on, look at that. Do not judge a brother. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but you are a judge. There is only one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? You know how many people have no idea these? Judge not that ye be judged. All they can think of is how Paul got upset. Now see, he was ordained by Christ for a very special calling. And he even had to go back and smack Peter. I think it was John, but I'm not sure. But they were starting to slip back into the law and do Jewish things. And Paul had to literally stop. I think it's captured in the book of Galatians, I think, but it might be Philippians. I'm not sure. I have to go hunting for it. Thank goodness the internet helps for that right now. But anyway, he had to, they actually had a nickname for it from a biblical exegesis formal training standpoint. It was something like the Jerusalem Accords or something like that, where Paul had to go back and he literally laid into Peter and he said, Peter, if you keep this nonsense up, don't be thinking you're going where I'm going, essentially, in so many words. All right, so praise God. So anyway, what I wanted to share with you, I probably can't even remember now because I got sidetracked once again, but at least I have my electronic Bible open right now and I'm ready to jump over to it at a moment's notice. All right, so anyway, So we talked about, on the last program, we talked quite a bit about how exciting it was that that Trump and both Trump and Musk are getting busted by folks. Now, a lot of the folks that are doing the busting, some of them are believers, and that's great. I don't know what kind of believers they are. I mean, do they seek the Lord? You know, let everyone seek his own salvation in fear and trembling. Oh, it's fear of God because you're amazed by how awesome he is. Well, I don't know about you, but that doesn't make me tremble. That gets me really excited. What makes me tremble is hellfire. And Jesus was the one who told us about it. I'm going to get off track because I want to warn people. I want everybody to know. There's a lot of people out there blabbing about the next false flag. There's a lot of people out there blabbing about this, that, and the other thing. There's all kinds of websites that are talking, or YouTube videos and everything that are out there talking about this thing. There are very few people out there that are talking about the power in the name of Jesus. I don't worry. Everybody's like, oh no, it's Valentine's Day. It's an evil satanic holiday. It's Christmas. It's Sol Invictus. It's a devil worshiping day. And people get so wrapped up in that nonsense. You're giving the devil way more credit than it's due. That entity. It is no longer we who lives, but Christ Jesus who lives in us. We have the power of Jesus. When the devil actually showed up at the foot of the bed of Smith Wigglesworth when he was in a hotel, okay, he woke up out of bed, sat up, he saw Satan standing at the foot of his bed, and he said, oh, it's you. And he went right back to bed, head hit the pillow, pulled the blankets up, and he slept like a baby. Every one of us should be doing that. We shouldn't be scared to death. Oh my goodness, that person dared to send me a happy Valentine's thing. We're allowed to love one another. We have the power of Christ. The devil has no original ideas. Yes, he has stolen every one of the Christian holidays and turned them into pagan this and pagan that and pagan this and pagan that. But I got books on these subjects and I have studied them all. And folks are so, they're biting their nails. We shouldn't be biting our nails. We should be standing up and pointing at the devil's face and saying, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. But we're not. We're hiding behind all kinds of top secret security electronics that's not going to do us a wee bit of good. Oh, I don't want to use my biometric. Forget about it. It doesn't matter. If God is protecting you, who are you worried about? All right, praise God. So anyway, so since we had the last show, we were talking about how, at the time, all of the Arab countries were telling Trump to go bark up a tree. Then we had a shift occur, which, of course, is very confusing, where Hamas, who, of course, is a creation of the original creation of the CIA and the, Israeli Mossad. I had to really punch AI to open up on that one, and it did. But I knew it. So anyway, they come out and they say, we're going to go ahead and release the last hostage before 12 noon. Now, you know, what does all that exactly mean? And why is everybody hemming and hawing and hemming and hawing and hemming and hawing? One second they're doing this, one second they're doing that. So one second the Zelensky's been told, supposedly, that he needs to just go ahead and surrender the land that Putin has captured, okay, and end the war. Next thing you know, Zelensky's over in a meeting in Germany while they're fighting tooth and nail to keep the whole thing alive. Let's go after Putin! Let's go after Putin! Well, then this morning, interestingly, as soon as I get up, pretty much, lo and behold, there's an explosion on the sarcophagus. That was the enclosure that the Russians under the USSR built over the top of Chernobyl, because they knew that the atomic decay time was forever. So there's this explosion on the top of the sarcophagus by a guided, explosive drone. And the first thing you got is Zelensky standing, over in a meeting that he shouldn't even have been at with this end of the world, new world. See, if we think that the World Economic Forum, it's all put on, guys. It's all a put on. If you have seen YouTube videos of George Soros' son lamenting over the destruction of the World Economic Forum and how, oh no, we're all doomed. We've lost to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is great. He gives us chocolate cake. Folks, you're being played. We're all being played. I just put yesterday, I started sending out communications to everybody as soon as I got the information. A shout out to Paula in France, who, by the way, would very much appreciate your prayers, because the Illuminati entity from the bowels of... who is also married to a transvestite, thank you, Candace Owens, Marcon, did you know that he took hydroxychloroquine that was an over-the-counter, it was like picking up aspirin at any one of the drugstores. You could walk down the road and walk in any place, and right there it is, hydroxychloroquine. You just pick up a bottle and walk right back out again. He took them all off the shelf and banned them in January of 2019. This is the level of the evil that the people in Europe are dealing with right now. Okay, so the situation over there is dire. So please lift Paula up. Just remember her name. Just say Paula. She received the baptism of the Holy Spirit by listening to the prayer vigil. And wouldn't you know it, that's when Satan starts attacking hard. So now she's speaking in tongues. She's happy as a lark. She's giving Jesus all the praise. And her husband walks in the room and says, I want a divorce. This is a woman who has done nothing but take care of two little girls for at least 8 years straight. So anyway, she can use your prayers for sure. I know that we all need prayer, so I just rest assured when I am on my knees in the dark, total silence, completely immersed in the presence of the Lord, I am praying for every listener of this program. And it's okay to disagree. We should always have. Look, I have a saying in my little witticisms list. You know what it says? It says, whenever I discover that I'm going in the same direction as everybody else, it's time for me to stop and reconsider. I think that's brilliant. All right. Anyway, on that note, let's move forward. Praise God.
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Praise God. All right. So anyway, we jump in over here. I'm keeping my eyes on a couple of different screens because, after all, the whole world's mad at me. But that's just how it goes. As a matter of fact, believe it, folks, if I can't do this, but I can tell you this. I've had more Christians attack me. I mean, people that everybody believes is holy and righteous, and they talk holy, they're brothers and sisters and so loving and kind and written books and everything. And let me tell you something, folks. Things are not always what they seem. All right, enough said. Okay, so and let's just leave it at that. And remember, anybody that hurts your feelings, put them at the tippy top of your prayer list. Pastor William Law is well known for the saying that nothing will make you fall in love with a person faster than praying for them. And boy, is he right. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, gosh, I had so many. Boy, a lot. Let's put it that way. This is a bunch. And it wasn't, these weren't small infractions, by the way, okay? These were life-destroying type things, most of them. All right, so anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about this. Did Russia send a kamikaze drone with a big, explosive load or whatever on it into the sarcophagus that they built when they were part of the USSR to block the radioactive, what do you want to call it, cloud material or whatever, the radioactivity from leaking out the top of the sarcophagus? Or did Zelensky's Azov Nazi battalion do it? Well, isn't it interesting that we find Zelensky meeting up with that very evil man that's running Germany completely into the ground, and how he has gotten by? It's just like Macron. Why is he still in office? Why is he still doing Trudeau? Why is he still there? All I can say is that my citizenship is in heaven, and I actually have more peace. Now, granted, I don't have the oppression that our believers over in Europe have. And we have listeners over there. We have listeners in Australia. We have listeners in the Philippines. We have listeners in Africa. Most of our listeners are in Canada and America, as you might guess. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and mow through these headlines. I wanted to talk about that because Zelensky is over there being a Budinsky and saying, look, Putin doesn't want to end the war. He just blew up. He put a big hole in the in Chernobyl. Really? Folks, then you have people out there posting stuff that is absolutely, it's just flat out lies. They're just making it up. Where is it coming from? Is it the CIA? Is it the Israeli Mossad? Is it MI6? Is it somebody from Pine Gap? Where is it coming? Wait a minute. Could be North Korea, perhaps. There are people that are pumping out counterintelligence. You've probably heard of the concept of a troll on social media. Or maybe not. But if you haven't, you are at great risk. If you were to drive down the main road past the CIA headquarters in Langley, you would also pass by a seemingly endless row of six, give or take, story buildings that are all glass. And conspicuously, they are not well marked at all. Or they might have something ambiguous outside, like a little bitty sign that says pine cone. Those buildings, most of them, I can't say it's every single one of them, but the vast majority of those were built many, many years ago for the purpose of electronic counterintelligence. And that's to become a troll. And to go on all the YouTube channels and to go on all the, Facebook stuff and everything that people are posting out there and counteract what everybody's saying. Oh, no, that's absolutely terrible. I can't believe that person did that. And then all of a sudden you see a commenter going, oh, come on, how dumb are all you people? Are you kidding me? That is counterintelligence. They're being paid very well. And in fact, they are oftentimes monitoring several social media sites around the world, Instagram, you name it, at the same time. They're very good. They're very well paid. Now there's that. And then you also have the ones that will create posts, full-blown, matured posts. And they will have photographs of J.D. Vance right beside a photograph of an angry-faced Putin. And they will make an allegation and say that J.D. Vance went over to Russia and met with Putin. And he said, if you don't surrender, you're the land that you took in the Ukraine. All bets are off and the United States will attack you. No, he didn't. If my guess is correct, that one probably came from Ukrainian counterintelligence. Which, by the way, we have a bunch of that over here now. Never mind, why hasn't anybody asked Zelensky and his, you know, 5-kilogram cocaine snorting problem, you know, to give back some of his multi-million dollar mansions and some of that jewelry that he's got on his wife. And what kind of a car is that she's driving? Oh, anyway. So the really critical takeaway here is to understand that we are intentionally thrust into a dynamic that is extremely difficult to track, to understand, to sort it out. How do you sort that out? And what ends up happening is that people do not, or they think they've sorted it out because a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend has told them that this, that, or the other thing or whatever. And it's not the case. Now, if you want some insider information and listen to a free webinar, you can, again, email me, be nice, please, to jbaptist777@gmail.com. And yes, my name is John. And I'll send you a link from Unlimited Hangout, where another webinar was done by Whitney Webb. She's an absolute genius, and she wrote two very thick, incredible books entitled One Nation Under Blackmail. They're thick, they're heavy-duty reads, but this woman is incredible. Now, if we can get her saved by the blood of Jesus, wow. Of course, nobody will listen to her then. So anyway, so maybe God's just using her as she is, and we can just pray for her as she is. Praise God. Just as I am, that whole thing. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I wanted you to be aware of all that. Also, all this stuff about federal judges being overruled by Trump, and they're taking them out, and they're eliminating them, and okay, so yesterday, I got two communications from a book, from Sister Paula over in France. They have taken everything that's useful off the shelf. She can't even get a hold of a Benadryl. And it used to be over the counter. So Macron is trying, well, literally, to kill the people in France. He wants them dead. There's no doubt in my mind that he does. The problem is he's also got them contained. Because Paula sent me a Christmas card, possibly even a little Christmas box or something, and it still hasn't arrived. Now, if you think that Donald Trump is building that wall to keep them out, think again. What is happening right now is they are keeping everybody in, or they're at least putting together the infrastructure to put everybody in. So just to give you an idea of the webinar content, or whatever you want to call it, audio listening treat that is on Unlimited Hangouts, these are the things that are discussed. Trump team sidelines RFK Jr.'s anti-vaccine aides. At the 1420 mark, Google and Oracle are going to monitor Americans who get Warp Speed's COVID-19 vaxes. Okay, for up to 2 years, by the way. Peter Thiel, who, by the way, is a financier, he was a partner with Elon Musk, theoretically, when they created PayPal together. They both walked away with a ton of cash. Elon was not born, theoretically, into a poor family, by the way. Anybody who thinks he was rags to riches has been duped. All right, so anyway, Peter Thiel is behind a company called Palantir, P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R. And they're the largest funders of J.D. Vance, and almost certainly of whatever this Trump object is. Now, is Vance a reptilian now? The problem is that we don't really understand the power, the satanic power that is in the possession of the Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue of Satan. That is some scary, creepy stuff. When they can't get you with a bullet, they can astral project and literally move into your bedroom and kill you. And you'll wake up, whatever's left of you, as a reptilian. And everything changes then, doesn't it? I've always been a benefit of the doubts person, but when I saw the stuff that I saw regarding Trump, I knew that it was not right. It wasn't right. Well, yesterday, Sister Paula sent over two links while she's dealing with impossible to deal with situations and children, a divorce, single mom, all that kind of stuff. Needs your prayers. She sends over two links, and they included the commentary about that I published right away, and I sent it out to everybody. It's probably sitting in your spam folder, or if you're using Gmail, it might have been moved over to your promotions folder. But anyway, they're now on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. And the first one is, Elon Musk is not human, here's the proof. Okay. Now, in this particular case, it's a rubber mask. Now, is there another Musk running around that is? Maybe. But the video footage that I filmed during the inauguration event, he was on some kind of a hallucinogen, like maybe a mushroom trip. I don't know. But his eyes and the way he was looking around, it was definitely not human. Now, somebody had told me that on Joe Rogan or something, he said that he was an alien and kind of like chuckled, that kind of thing. But many true a word has been said in jest. Now, also, there's another post called Little Elon Musk Says Trump is Fake. So the reality is, this is flying all over the internet right now. Now, I downloaded it, so it will be permanently available on tribulationnow.com. So when they ban it, it'll still be on tribulationnow.com. And supposedly what little Elon Musk said, when people filtered it and listened to it over and over again, he leaned over the desk while the Musk entity, will say, was babbling on about DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. And Trump was, or at least what appears to be Trump, is sitting there with his hands, folded or whatever. And the little kid leans over toward Trump and he says, "You are not the president. You need to go away." That was the one thing he said. And as his father was going on about how DOGE is this and DOGE is that and DOGE, and blah, 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 the little kid does it again. He leans over again and he says, "Shut your blanking mouth up." But we all know, the choice of words that Elon Musk is very fond of. All right, praise God. But this is flying all over the internet like, flies going through a drop of honey. Remember, than a drop of honey gathers more flies than a gallon of gall. All right, praise God. So anyway, there's that. And I did want to get that out to you before we start hammering our way through more of these things. All right, praise God. So let's see here. So there was an Islamic, no less, federal judge that overruled Trump. Here, I'll just read it to you. Okay. Islamic federal judge overruled Trump's foreign aid freeze. So now your tax dollars are flowing out of the United States again. So Mr. Amir, Islamic federal judge. Now, why we have an Islamic federal judge in the United States of America? Don't even get me going. I thought Trump was going to deport everybody. Or is it just that he doesn't like Mexicans? No, I don't think it's that. Maybe it's people from Central America. I don't think it's that. Why is he building a wall? I said many, many years ago that I honestly believe that Trump was building the wall to keep us in. There's going to come a day, folks, and it ain't going to be pretty. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you, and I ask you that every listener of this prayer will join me. We lift up before you your promise, Lord Jesus, Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more gathered on earth, and here we are on earth, anything that they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father. And Father God, we're asking you, please, please, count us worthy to escape all these things, as Jesus told us to pray in Luke 21:36. All these things. And stand before the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus. And there's only one place that can be. At the wedding supper. Praise God. All right, so on and on and on we go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, so there is the Islamic judge that they haven't put the rest. Nothing's going on there. We also have our new, oh goodness gracious, wouldn't you know I have so many gazillions of things going on right now. But anyway, our new DOJ, is it Debbie? Hold on a second. Attorney General. I can see her face, but I'm just having a brain bramage at the moment. So our new Attorney General is, the new Republic is saying, she just did something so corrupt, she should be fired immediately. Okay, this is Pam Bondi. And she is suing leadership in New York because they violated, rules that they shouldn't have violated. Violated federal executive orders. Now, this is all kind of interesting because really in the grand scheme of things, a federal executive order really shouldn't have the power to override the state laws. But the United States is no longer what the United States used to be anymore. But there's a lot of that being discussed out on the internet right now. As a matter of fact, that's what the Satan-worshipping, adrenochrome-drinking, baby-killing pedophiles that were part of the last administration were doing in order to keep all their underground tunnels going on and all that other creepy stuff and their satanic, Pfizer commercials and all that. And we're all glad to see it go, but it hasn't. It just looks like it hasn't. It looks like it went away. This is what's known as sleight of hand. Look at all the wonderful things that are happening. Look at all the wonderful executive orders. But pay no attention to the fact that none of them are working right now. Pay no attention to the things that we already know. Praise God. Oh, wow. Good. Thank you, Jesus. One of the indicators on the computer was not having a happy indication. All right, praise Jesus. So anyway, I'm just going to kind of blow through these headlines. New York Governor Kathy Hochul moves to remove and arrest New York Mayor Eric Adams to prevent him from helping President Trump and ICE in their mass deportation activities. So you got that one. The Germans, listen to this. German president, and let's go ahead and see if it gives us all kinds of lovely details in the post, or did they take it down and censor it? But anyway, it says that the German president, and they're basically saying that he's a communist, he's extremely evil, the people need to rise up above them. When they say our democracy, what they mean is our regime. They're pointing something out from The Simpsons there. Translation, you are only to behave how we tell you. This is all happening in Germany right now. They want to attack Russia. And I don't even know who all the they people are. I can definitely tell you that the leader of Italy wants nothing to do with it. Roma, she says. She thinks that ought to be the head of the EU. They even did a little dealy with that creepy, creepy woman. I'm forgetting her name. It's on the tip of my tongue. That blonde. It's not human. It's not human. The head of the European Union. That is some sick stuff there. But they're so infested with reptilian beings over there. But we are too. That's the problem. We don't even know where the original Donald Trump was or went. What did the astral projecting satanic synagogue scene do to him? What'd they do? Where is he? But anyway, this dog and pony show that's taking place right now, the evidence is overwhelming that it's all that. A dog and pony show. Germany says that they're going to block TikTok and X. They must do it to save their way of life. And then you got people out there posting on Twitter counteracting this nonsense. Of course, you've got Zelensky over there sniffing. Where's my coke? I got to get my wife another mansion with your money. And I'm like, and then trying to convince everybody that Putin bombed a Chernobyl plant in Germany, where his friends are. Oh. Russia Today comes out and he says, they say on Russia Today, which I am so pleased is still allowed to be on X. Now they can't have a blue, little blue thing. It says, most likely this is a staged attack, Russia Today says. Something Ukrainians are well familiar with, says the Kremlin spokesperson Peskov, as an alleged Chernobyl drone strike. There is no talk of us attacking a nuclear site. Russian forces do not do this. Folks, just so you know, I've been following this stuff. I have a friend that was born and raised in the Ukraine. In Odessa. I told you about her. She used to have to run for her life after every school event because the Nazis were chasing her. They throw people in buildings and set them on fire. Anyway, whatever. It's so hard because the disinformation campaign. And then you got things like, I don't know. Zelensky doesn't want to dig for rare earth minerals and give Donald Trump what he wants, blah, 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 blah. And it just goes on and on. And if they think they're going to talk, if anybody thinks they're going to talk Putin into giving up 1 inch of the land that they got with all the deaths they had to endure and the horror and the beatings and the lies, come on. Man, we got to be just give me some more Kool-Aid. That's really what it takes. Praise God. All right. So anyway, there's that. Remember that we are not from here. We are not staying here. We are gentle. We are wise as serpents. We are gentle as doves. We don't have to even be involved in any of this. We shouldn't be. It shouldn't get us upset. Shouldn't get us depressed. Now, if you did some things that you shouldn't ought to have done like me, you can be unhappy with yourself. But remember that there's a proverb that says, when a man's ways bring him to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. Well, what can happen is that same man or woman can not maybe they're not going to rage against the Lord, but they rage against themselves. And that's almost as bad. Because what you're doing is you're incapacitating yourself. Now, when I saw what was happening, I knew I had to make a change in my life. If I was going to live, you know, where it says, you know, if you take your hand from the plow and look back, you're unfit for the kingdom of God. That scares me. It ought to. So I'm never going to quit until I die. Excuse me for all sorts of strange sounds my body is making because I am now popping Cipro. I'm sorry, azithromycin pills, and I already told you. All right, so breaking. Iranians have begun to enter into the streets in multiple cities, calling an end to the terrorist Islamic regime. Can you say color revolution? Welcome to the CIA. So does this mean that the Iranian people don't want to get rid of the Islamic regime? Have you ever gone back and looked at history videos? Do you know that one of the greatest and fastest growing Christian populations is currently in Iran? Mm-hmm. Do you know that the most number of Christian churches that existed in the Middle East was in Syria? Do you have any idea who killed them? Well, it was a creation of the United States government. Black ops. But I actually have a photograph of John McCain sitting over there meeting with the heads of ISIS, whom they created. Anyway, don't even get me going on Benghazi. What a mess Libya is since then. Oh, anyways, successful conversation. The West backpedals after Trump calls Putin. So anyway, you've got, this may actually be true. This war, or it's part of, maybe it was the fake Donald Trump, the not real Donald Trump, the insincere Donald Trump, the reptilian Donald Trump, the Scottish Rite Donald Trump, the Satan-worshipping Donald Trump, who's over there doing things thinking that he's going to be more than a useful goy. Not thinking so. But anyway, we're not from here. We are not staying here. Boy, are we not from here. When you understand who the elect of God are and how special, see, when the scripture says it could fool even the elect if it were possible, the elect is not everybody else. We knew Jesus before we came here. But I don't have time to cover all that. Which is, by the way, one of the most exciting things to learn about. All right, you could read the book When Angels Had Wings. You could read Sons of God, Who Are We and Why Are We Here. You can read Skyfall, Angels of Destiny. Whatever you want to do, praise God. If you want multiple sources of information, go to tribulationnow.com and look for the two links in the collection of links, Angel Wars and Original Sin Part 1, Angel Wars and Original Sin Part 2. And that'll give you a whole, I don't know, portfolio of different things that you can look at. Or you can email me, but really I'm just going to tell you what I already just told you. Praise God. Now, I want you to hear this, okay? I want you to hear this. This is Steve Bannon. He is very super duper not happy. Now, I had somebody that I love very deeply say, well, I talked to one of my friends who knows Steve Bannon, and he's just mad because the Department of Government Efficiency budgetary items were not in this year's budget. And I'm like, I would be angry too. How much time do we have left? Well, in reality, folks, we don't have any time. It could happen any second now. They need a Pearl Harbor. They need a Pearl Harbor. I'm going to say it again. They need a Pearl Harbor. Any of this, oh, I don't want to have war stuff. Come on, guys. The United States just sent a plane full of Moabs, mothers of all bombs. They have to be dropped from a very high altitude plane. They're not going to cut the mustard. They're not going to do what's required. Netanyahu's aspirations are exactly what the Lord showed in a vision to Dr. David O'Rourke. Two jets, tactical nukes, and a historic fire. That's what we're looking for anytime now. Don't get me going on, you know, Rocket Man. All right. He's going to do some damage. They all got hypersonic missiles. Why don't we? Did you ever ask yourself that? Why are we so underarmed? I'm sorry. I just can't. I have to laugh at the pun there. There was no pun intended, right, kids? No, no, stop that right now. That was not meant to be a joke. Oh, okay, right, kids? No, you know. Oh, wow. You can't stop them one thing. Once they get the kids going, you can't stop them. All right, so anyway, I'll go back to the... But I went to hear Bannon complaining. And by the way, he has every right to.
Every day. Look at the Doge guys. Every day they're coming up with something. Not one penny of that is in this budget. What are we doing? Is this all performance art? We're going to go through some big performance art, a budget draft. We're going to have a budget markup tomorrow. What are we marking up? It's all fantasy. We don't have time for fantasy.
And there you have Steve Bannon appropriately calling out what everybody should be noticing. But they're not. One commenter says, Steve is real. I'm not sure about Doge. Good call, Barbara Grant, media, whoever you are. There's a lot of smart people out there that are figuring things out. There were all kind of people I was very happy to see on X.com, Twitter.com, whatever. It really should be renamed Shapeshifting Reptilian Chabad Lubavitch.com Liar Central. But it still has a lot of good information. There were people, believe it or not, before I even started work today, which I start very early, I finished my prayers. I prayed for all of you. I want to pray more, but I've got to get this out of my chest because it interrupts my prayer. Lord, please. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray always for everybody. Anybody who lifts me up in prayer, I'm asking for a tenfold anointing. I don't even know what that means, but God does. We all need it. We need strength. We need perseverance. We need to run the race. We need to get the crown. Well, when I knew I had to do that, I knew I had to change my life. I couldn't sit around and be like, oh, no, not again. We're going to be here for another 10 years. So I changed everything. Pretty soon I'll be doing a full workout. Once I get this stuff out of my chest, I'm going to be back to tip-top shape. I'm already talking this fast because it's ketones, ketosis. I'm on day 7 with MCT coconut oil in the morning. And boy, that'll kickstart you forward, let me tell you. I'm lucky if I do 8 carbs a day, and I'm allowed 20. Everybody, but let me tell you something. You'll never, at your whole body, it changes how your chemical balances, your physiological chemical balances and hormones work together. It's an amazing feeling, and you want it, and you don't want to lose it. Praise God. Highly recommend it. All right. Thank you, Jesus. So, and by the way, don't believe any of the people on YouTube. Oh, we're keto friendly, keto cookbook, keto this, keto that. It doesn't work. These people don't know what they're talking about. There is no such thing as keto friendly. There's low carb friendly, but there's nothing that's keto friendly. Eggs, meat, cheese, poultry, seafood. That is all, except for a green salad. And I just got a reminder. This is a reminder. Start fast. So I just lost my opportunity. And there's another reminder flying over my phone. I've got to hold on. I'll be right back. And now I have officially started my fast. Okay, which means I didn't get a chance to eat anything for dinner, which is not a good idea, by the way, because you can fall into ketoacidosis and you got to monitor stuff and yada yada. But never mind. Okay, so anyway, let's go back over here. So you did hear Steve Bannon. He's not happy, correctly so. And anybody who tells you otherwise, be weary. All right. Now listen to this as a rant from Colonel Douglas McGregor, who I have the utmost of respect for.
Say, well, we have to punish these people. Why do we have to punish China? Let me tell you, I was reading through something today, and what really struck me as important was this statement. China's exports to the global south and BRICS countries in March reached a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $1.6 trillion a year. That's nearly four times China's exports to the United States and more than the combined total of China's exports to the United States, Europe, and Japan, which reached a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $1.38 trillion in March. What does this mean? How do you punish China? China has moved on. It has expanded. It has adjusted. It's prepared to deal with us on a far less advantageous plane than the one we previously enjoyed. It's very similar to Russia. Remember, we're going to harm Russia. That's what we're helping all of these Ukrainians to do. We're going to harm Russia. We're going to degrade Russia. And what have we done? Russia has profited. Ukraine is destroyed. It's in ruins. We've lost hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're responsible for the deaths of at least 600,000 Ukrainian soldiers, probably 1.2 to 1.5 million wounded, and the nation is gone. Millions of people have left. It's not going to recover anytime soon, and Russia is sitting on top of what it wanted, which was essentially areas where Russians lived to protect the Russian population. And contrary to expectation, it hasn't advanced west because it doesn't want to conquer Eastern Europe.
All righty then. So, did you know that Colonel Douglas McGregor, in the first Trump administration in 2017, was his military advisor? Look at the guy they got right now. He's gung-ho. Very gung-ho for all the wrong reasons. Oh, and by the way, his whole chest is full of a tattoo, which it's Knights Templar, folks. A lot of people go, oh, that's the cross of this, or that's the cross of that, or blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, it's Knights Templar. But for those who are, you know, walking around looking at the disinformation on the YouTube and everything today, I mean, right now, pretty much, you know, if you listen to the wrong stuff, you're going to find out that, oh, there was no, you know, Auschwitz, that the United States saved Auschwitz. It was the Russians. They lost millions of lives. And I'm not going to tell you who made sure of it. And it wasn't Hitler. Well, he was a contributor. Let's put it that way. All right. So anyway, let's go back to the headlines here and see if there's anything else. Okay. So there was a red alert, drone impact on the roof of Chernobyl. I saw that as soon as I got up and I was thinking, oh, come on, this is not possible. And it took me a couple of seconds to just kind of settle down. And, you know, I was so happy to see so many people going, false flag. Now, there were a lot of people that were saying it's not a false flag. Russia wants war. Because you know what, folks? I've traveled a little bit since all this stuff began, which is one of the reasons why I got to get my passport thing fixed. I got to get my they call it a safe traveler number. I don't want to have, I got a TSA thing. I don't want to get back in those giant lines anymore. And I'm not afraid of facial recognition. Deal. Like I said, I got facial recognition systems on my work, on my home machine. I don't have to log in with anything. I don't got to type a PIN number. If I need to log in or get a password, I just use my thumbprint on my Android. What do I care? I got the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you can't trust God, oh my, my. Oh, my, my. What's that song? Oh, my, my. I forget. All right. So anyway, this fellow that calls himself Lord Bebo on X says, it's a nuclear false flag. Do not be forced. You know, don't be forced. You know, tricked into a deal. Blah, 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 blah. And Ukraine is desperate not to have to, cut a deal with, and all this other stuff. They just want to keep their cocaine flowing. They just want to keep on buying multi-million dollar mansions. I forget how many they own now. the leaders of the Ukraine. It's just so sickening. It's sickening. But then again, remember what was happening in the White House. Oh, strange bag of cocaine here. And we got video footage of sodomizing taking place right here in the West Wing. Oh, how fun is this place? Oh, for crying out loud. You know, in some ways, you're like so happy that you don't hear any of that stuff anymore. But on the other side, you're going, oh, man, the stuff that's going on right now is, oh, equally as creepy. So we got that whole thing that happened. Egypt is preparing for war, by the way. I think it's very important to take note of. So if I open this up to you, I'm taking a look at the mile marker here on the time. But it basically says the Egyptian defense minister ordered military brigades in the Sinai and Rafah regions to maintain the highest level of readiness for war. And the source was, according to this particular person or submitter, Israeli Army Radio. I'm like thinking, hey. All right. So there's things happening. But what's not happening is what everybody thinks is happening. I did it again. I screwed up. I made a mistake. Please, Father, forgive me, please. In Jesus' name, please. Keep teaching me. Keep teaching me. Keep teaching me. When Jesus was confronted in front of the Sanhedrin and being asked questions that he knew were set-up questions, he wouldn't answer. He was totally silent. And then when he got pushed, he said, "You have said so." The gift of silence when you're in a room of people that disagree with you, that's a gift. And I'm getting better. But I was having a conversation with one of my family members who I should have known better. I asked a question, and oh my, let me tell you, the fire that was shooting through the phone receiver, I had to pull the phone away from my head as fast as I could. Otherwise, I would have cooked like a, you know, Thanksgiving turkey. Also, I want to let you know about this. I don't know if there's any more available, but if you think $7 a pound for real grass-fed ground beef in 30-pound batches, you got to buy 30 pounds at a time, free shipping right to your house. If you think that's an incredible deal, I do. And you don't mind sitting there, that's the hard part. You got to get a bunch of those hefty Ziploc quart-sized bags, and you got to stand in your kitchen forever and patty them down into these big patties and then fit them into those bags and seal them up and then stack them up and then get them into your freezer. But these people do not allow any mRNA, any antibiotics. They have a pledge. These are their animals, and they don't let Bill Gates go running around with hypodermic. Did you know that Netanyahu has a hypodermic needle on his desk? You know, I wasn't there. Maybe not. That's what they're saying. That's the photographs they're showing. All right. So anyway, B-52 Strato bombers, the Big Mac Daddy ones, are landing at the Royal Air Force Base in Fairford at the United Kingdom. China says Gaza belongs to the Palestinians. It's opposed to any forced displacement. Oh, they're the ones who created the China virus. Excuse me? I thought you had access to intelligence information. We must be the only ones that watched Plandemic, the movie. Oh. So one of their lies is that Vice President J.D. Vance, went over and told Putin, "We're going to take military action on..." That is a flaming lie from the bowels of Sheol. But anyway, it's the world we live in. It's very tough. But you know, when we get those leaks, thank you, Paula, and other people out there. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Beth. For when we get those leaks of that kind of information... And look, maybe the little kid has a foul mouth, okay? He does. He does. But boy, the intel we got from that kid. "You're not the president. Be quiet." Coming from a little kid. Now, I don't approve of his choice of words on the second phrase, but, you know, his dad sets awesome examples and wears, you know, strange Baphomet outfits and all kinds of, you know, folks, there's so much Satanism occurring right now in Washington, D.C. in the White House. It's absolutely mind-shattering to think that nobody is seeing it, but they aren't. But there are people out there that I can show it to that are borderline because they, you know, they tend to be trusting people. But I show it to them and they go, "Ruh-roh." Some people are so down and out, you can't even show it to them. You can't even show it to them. They're just too, they're coming up for air. That's how bad off they are. It breaks my heart. I just decided I'm going to finish this race. I'm going to win my crown. I'm going to punch my way through this. I hope that you're going to punch your way through it with me. Okay, we have the intelligence agent. What's her name? Oh, goodness. Head of National Intelligence. Hold on. I got to type it. It's on the tip of my tongue. I remember National Security. Was confirmed, and her name, because I just got too many things going on in my head right now, and a very, very unbelievably super duper incredible, difficult, crazy new project at work that is just absolutely driving me nuts. But anyway, it is, I'm looking right at it, and I don't know why I don't see it. It's like they're intentionally not publishing it. Why would they do that? Oh, duh. Okay, sorry.
You're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
Well, I guess I deserve that. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, tonight, for a little bit of a change, let's take a listen in closing to Cece Taylor's Babylon, Heed the Call. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to Hour 2. Heads down. We're not from here. We're not staying here. And we're not stuck here for another 8 years. Oh, and by the way, don't be tricked by the counterintelligence about another asteroid that's going to hit the Earth. Keep your eyes on Apophis for 2029. God bless you all.
Babylon, give heed to what I say. Judgment stands at your door. Lost your way. Your government's in bed with the spirit of the beast. Secret societies and the mysteries leading the world to accept the plan for government led by Satan's man. Take heed in what I say, hear my voice. My church is in love with American dream, forgetting where she came. She lusts for things asleep you can't hear. My watchmen cry, their message you say is only gloom. We want pillow prophets, you say. Do you hear me? The bear is on the loose, your signal is dead, and so your bombs won't burn. It's falling on your head. Your pillow prophets fail you. They hide their face that day, the time you have. squandered away. Time is running out, the signs are very clear. Those who can hear my voice are drawing very near. Into my secret place your enemies can touch. She's covered by my blood, I love her very much. Her heart is for my world, she lives it every day. She joins with me face to face, nothing takes my place.
The executive order signed by President Obama has sparked controversy on both sides of the political aisle. The National Defense Resources Preparedness Executive Order was signed quietly Friday night. It gives the president the power to control U.S. resources.
The Rules Committee is going to meet in the House. They are going to come up with a rule that makes it okay for them to do a same-day bill. So they'll pass this rule. It's later not called martial law.
While they're doing this, they're amassing as well in order to redirect it toward martial law endeavor, and not just in America, but globally. They want to lock down every country and force us into global governance, eventually force us into a global reserve currency that is like the Bancor that the IMF is